Like I said before, going forward for the next few weeks, we're going to prepare for Shemitah and take concepts that are seemingly can be complicated sometimes because we're not always familiar with them. It does only come around once every 7 years. So it's sometimes hard to remember them, but to take these concepts and try to break them down and to have a handle. So when we're hearing about Shemitah, we're visiting Eretz Yisrael, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we should have the ability, the understanding to know exactly what's going on, to have a clear perspective on these things. Just as a quick hakdama, is there something special to learn about the laws of Shemitah if the majority of us right here will not be observing the laws of Shemitah going forward? So I think we're all familiar with the Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud, which the Gemara says that if you learn about the laws of Korbanos, so then it's as if you brought the Korbanos. So we're all familiar with that. So, but Rashi and Bava Metzia, the end of Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Yud Dal says that that principle only applies to Korbanos. It's special about Korbanos. It doesn't apply to learning about Taros, to learning about the laws of Tum and Tara, and it doesn't apply to Zrayim, says Rashi. So according to Rashi, we sitting here right now, it's beautiful Talmud Torah, we're not debating that. But at the same time, it doesn't mean we're having anything to do with Shemitah in particular. However, the Taz, not in the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz in his Perush on Rashi, in Parshas Vayishlach, in the Divrei David, so he says that it applies to all areas of Torah. That's why he says, Yaakov told Esav, Im Lavan Garti, V'Taryag Mitzos Shamarti. I lived with Lavan, and I kept 630 mitzvos. How is that possible? What it means is, he learned about the mitzvos. Whatever that means, he learned about the mitzvos. And by learning about it, it's as if you keep them. And says the Taz, it applies to all mitzvos. The Mabit, in his Kiryat Sefer, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, in his Hakdama, to the Nachal Yitzchak Chelek Beis, both say that if a person learns about a halacha that he is unable to keep, but he desires to keep that halacha, but because he's unable to do it, he learns about it in its stead, it is as if you are fulfilling that mitzvah in some way. And this is what the Chayyadim writes. The Chayyadim writes, in his Agadama, we know the Chayyadim from his work on Orachayim and Yeredeya, the Chachmas Azim and the Chayyadim, but he also wrote a small volume called Sharei Tzedek, on the mitzvos Hatulos Baretz, about the laws of Eretz Yisrael, and there he says that one is able, if one is unable to go to the Paltrin Shamelch, the palace of the king, Eretz Yisrael, then you can have a chelek in the mitzvos Hatulos Baretz by learning about them. So some of us can fulfill the mitzvah on our own, but for those of us who can't, when you learn about the laws of Shemitah, you have, so to speak, in some way, a chelek in Shemitah itself. We'll come back to how we can have another chelek in Shemitah at the end, but that's the discussion. Tonight, we want to talk about two things, and that is Shemitah nowadays d'oraisa d'rabbanan? And that's obviously the first question by Saga. And then we're going to discuss the well-known chakira, the well-known discussion, is Shemitah a chova on the gavra, the person, or the chefza, the karka, the land itself, and the nafkamina is for that. So that's what our goal to talk about tonight, those principles of Shemitah. There are, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his introduction to his Derech Amun, his magnum opus on the Rambam's laws of Zerahim, the laws of Eretz Yisrael, there are seven mitzvos that we find that are connected to Shemitah. Some of them are Mefurish Bekra, clearly stated in the Pasuk. Some of them are Drashos from Chazal, and one is a Darabana. But we're going to count seven altogether. He says as follows. He says, the Torah clearly says you may not work the land or the trees during Shvias. Number two, it is clearly stated in the Pesukim that everything that grows during Shemitah is Hefker and belongs to anybody who wants it. That's number two. Number three is that Chazal forbade any wild vegetables that grow in the field to be taken during Shemitah, lest you become tempted to plant. And that's what we call the Isser of Svichim. Four is that Chazal learned from the word La'achla that it's usher to damage Shvias, Perish Shvias. You can't ruin it. Number five, Chazal learned from La'achla that you can't sell Perish Shvias. You have to give it away for free. Number six, Chazal learned from Ulehemtecha Ulechaya Kala that the animals in the field, that at that point when the animals take it, then something happens. What happens? There's a mitzvah of Bir Perish Shvias. You have to destroy the fruit of Shvius at a certain point in the year when they're no longer found in the fields. And number seven, it's clear in the Pasuk that during the years of Shemitah, all loans are forgiven. That's Shemitah's Ksafim. So those are the seven mitzvos that we have connected to Shemitah. We will discuss none of them tonight, but that's just a hakdama. We're going to talk about the big picture of D'oraisa D'rabbanan. Okay. The mitzvah Shemitah nowadays, the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan Daf Beis, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, has this discussion, Machlokas Rebbe Chachamim, is Shemitah D'oraisa or D'rabbanan nowadays? According to Rebbe, Shemitah's Karka, meaning letting the land stay fallow, and Shemitah's Ksafim, forgiving all loans, is midrabbanan nowadays. Rebbe understands that when the Torah says, v'zeh davar ha-shmita shamot, this is the matter of shmita, you must let it rest, it's referring to these two shmitas, one on the land, one on the money, and when you let the land rest, you also forgive the loans. But if you don't let the land rest, according to the Torah, then loans do not have to be forgiven. Nowadays, says Rebbe, there's no more Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The original Kedusha of that time, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, no longer exists. And therefore, Shemitah does not exist. And therefore, Shemitah Ksafim, the forgiving of loans, doesn't exist as well. According to the Chachamim, no. Shemitah Karka and Shemitah Ksafim are Midoraisa nowadays. So Rashi explains Rebbe's Shita. He says that Shemitah's Karka wasn't observed in the second Beis HaMikdash, according to Rebbe. In the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shemitah on the land, and it's only observed when Yovel is observed. But when Yovel isn't observed, then Shemitah's not observed. During the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Yovel. Why? As we'll talk about in 10 seconds, because the majority of the Jewish people did not live there, and their proper Shvatim. And therefore, Shemitah cannot be D'oraisa. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Let's talk about this famous thing, because often when we talk about like Jewish census and like the numbers of the Jewish people, we like to throw around, when there's a majority of Jews in Israel, then such and such is going to be Midoraisa. That is 100% not true. The Gemara in the end of Erchin says that for Yovel, it says, Kol Yosheveha. It has to be all of the inhabitants for there to be. Now, in Judaism, we know, Ruba Kukul, the majority considers as if the entire thing. So you need Rov Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. However, says the Gemara, in their individual chelek. Meaning, it's not enough to have a majority. If you're from Zvulun, they need to be settled in Zvulun. And if you're from Dun, you need to be settled in Dun. But if they're not in their chelek, then that's not what the Torah refers to. So therefore, we won't be chayev in Yovel Mina Torah really until Mashiach comes. Because we need somebody to designate which Shvatim we're supposed to be in. Do you want to make it even more complicated? The Chazon Ish writes in Yoredeya and Siman Tzadi Beis that if you've learned Sefer Yecheskel, you know that Yecheskel totally uproots the Nachlos. We have all these like gerrymandered images of where Yisachar, Dan, Zvulun, Gad, Naphtali all go. But in Yecheskel, it's 12 equally divided portions running across Eretz Yisrael. You can see a map like in the back of some Tanakhs. The 12 tribes will be in 12 equally divided portions top to bottom. But that can't happen until Mashiach comes anyway. So doubly it's more complicated. And therefore, really, Shemitah, according to this Shita, and Yovel is not going to be Min HaTorah until a number of significant things happen in Jewish history. So how do we paskan the halacha machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim? So the Ramban and Gittin and the Ravid and the Rambam say that the halacha cannot be like Rebbe because he's the individual and the halacha follows the majority, right? And therefore, Shvius nowadays is Midoraisa. That's what the Ramban and the Ravid hold. Tosos in Sanhedrin, the Rif, the Ran and the Rif in Gittin, the Ritva and Gittin, the Rashban, Rosh Hashanah all say halacha is like Rebbe, that Shvius is Midorabana nowadays. His proofs make sense that Shemitah is Midorabana nowadays. The Ravid is a middle sheet. The Ravid holds on the Rif, and the Balamor say as well, that nowadays Shemitah is not Midoraisa, not Midorabanan, and it's only Amidas Chasidus. It's not even a Darabanan. It's just a very religious thing to do if you want to be careful about it. It's true that Shemitah is not observed when there's no Yovel, and nowadays there's no Yovel in any form, even Midorabanan. There's no Beis Din that sounds the shofar. There's no slaves being freed. So without any of these things, if there's not even a remez to Yovel at all, we're not even counting Yovel nowadays. So we're not even counting Yovel, so how could there be anything connected to Shemitah at all? Say the Ravid on the Rif and the Baal Maor. It's only Midas Chasidus. So the Ramban and the Rashba say the Ravid retracted his position. The Chazanish and the Chashviya says you may not be lenient nowadays following the Ravid. There's no such thing as the Chazanish as a cool thing. But the Ravid says it's Midas Chasidus. And we don't treat it that way. And all the Poskim and all the Rishonim who came after them explain the Lach is not like them. And the Beis Yosef cites the Sefer Trumas and says it's not even a suffix to follow the Ravid in the Shita of Midas Chasidus. So that's where we stand. Machlokes Rishonim d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Who have I left out that you think have something to say about this? Who have I not quoted from of the Rishonim? The Rambam. Where's the Rambam in all this? Obviously, the Rambam has something to say about this discussion. Where's the Rambam? So the Rambam is not clear. That's the problem. The Rambam in Shmita v'Yovel in Perek Dalet, and Perek Dalet says, Ein Shvias Noheges El Be'eretz Yisrael. Shmita is observed in Eretz Yisrael. Bilvad Shne Amar Ki Sovol Ars, because you have to be in the land. V'Noheges Bein B'fnei Abayis, Bein Shalom B'fnei Abayis. Whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or whether there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Radbaz and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam understand that the Rambam clearly holds what that Shmita nowadays is Midoraisa. That's clear what the Rambam is saying. But if you look in later in Shmita V'Yovel, in Perek Tes, in chapter 9, and in chapter 10, the Rambam seems to follow Rebbe that Shmita is Midarabanan. So what he says is we have a steer on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah writes in Perek Dal, the halacha is that Shmita's karka nowadays is Midaraisa, and Shmita's ksafim, the forgiving alone, is Midarabanan. But the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam holds that Shmita nowadays is Midarabanan. So the Orlet Zion, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Parat Yosef, has a sefer on Shemitah. So he writes in his introduction that the Kesef Mishnah was written after the Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef. The Rav Yosef Kaya wrote the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam later. In the Kesef Mishnah, he is simply retracting what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. And therefore, according to him, the Rambam, there are really three levels. And he says as follows. During Bayis Rishon, when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shvatim they were supposed to be, so there was Yovel and Shemitah on the land, and the money was Midoraisa. That's clear? We got that. During Bayis Sheni, Shemitah on the land was Midoraisa, because they counted Yovel, even though they didn't observe Yovel. Okay? And therefore, the Shemitah is Midorabanan. But nowadays, the Shemitah on the Ksafim was Midorabanan, but Shemitah on the land was Midoraisa. But nowadays, Shemitah on the land is Midorabanan. Why? Because there's no Yovel. We don't even count Yovel. Yovel is out the window, and therefore, says Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, we can agree that the Shita of the Poskim is that pretty much Shemitah nowadays is Midorabanan. The Chazon Ish writes, and the Chachamim and Karels from Chaim Kanievsky all say that Shemitah is Midorabanan nowadays, according to the Rambam. The Minchas Yitzchak and the Shevet Halevi says there's a Machlokas HaPoskim how to approach the Rambam, and there's no clear answer. Rav Sternbach, in his Shuvas Hanagas and Chelakei, has a unique approach. Are you ready for a Chumrah on Rosh Hashanah? How are you paying attention? Has you paying attention? I have a Chumrah for you, Rosh Hashanah. Okay? When Rosh Hashanah comes, says Rav Sternbach, because this Machlokas HaPoskim, maybe we can't decide whether it's Doraisa or Dorabanan. So he says that anyone in Eretz Yisrael on Erev Rosh Hashanah should be Mekabel B'peh. Out loud, you should be Mekabel Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and then say, Va'ani Mekabel Mitzvahs Shemitah should Sivani Haboris Baruch Shemo. I'm now being Mekabel myself the Mitzvah of Shemitah. Then, even if you say Shemitah is Midorabanan, nevertheless, if you're Mekabel on yourself, the mitzvah of Shemitah, then you're chayev from the Torah to keep Shemitah according to the Takanos of Chazal as a neder of a mitzvah. You're going to be Mekabel yourself to fulfill Shemitah Midoraisa. I don't think you should do that because you're not necessarily prepared to keep Shemitah Midoraisa. So don't do that. We're going to talk now about what are the nafkaminas. If Shemitah is Doraisa Dravan, yeah.
I don't understand why should there be a connection between Shemitah Zoharis and Shemitah Zosofin? They're both in the seventh year. Okay.
Yeah.
But why is there a connection?
Because the Torah connects them. The Torah links them. The Chazal see a connection between them and their timing.
Where does the Torah connect?
The Chazal see a Gzeirah Shava in the wording and how they see it. They see but through Torah Shel Peh, they see a connection in the wording. Okay. So, my nafkamina to you, whether Shemitah is Doraisa or Rabbanan. Well, first of all, Heter Mechira. But I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole right now, because we need to get up to Heter Mechira. But Heter Mechira is a big deal. The second thing is what the din is of Suffolk, in a Suffolk Shemitah question. Let's say I have a Suffolk in Hilchos Shemitah somewhere. So the Tshuvas Ma'bit and the Rashbash and Siman Reish and Ches understand that in a case of Suffolk Shvius, we should be lenient because Shemitah is Midrabban, Suffolk, Derabban, Lakula. However, comes the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi writes in Chelek Aleph and Siman, in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph that even if Shemitah nowadays is not Minat Torah, nevertheless, if you are Shomer Shvius, you keep Shemitah, it fulfills a mitzvah's asay. Therefore, Suffolk Shvius Lachumra. He explains as follows. He says, the rule of Suffolk Darban Lakul, if I have a Suffolk about a rabbinic law, I have to be lenient. That's only for something that is Mutter Mida Raisa, but the rabbis came and said, we're going to be Machmer, make the sure it's Usser. Okay? That's where we say Suffolk Darban Lakul, right? On Shabbos, it might be Mutter to move a pen, but the rabbi said, you can't move a pen. Suffolk Mukhs a question. So Suffolk Darban Lakul, because the Torah says it's Mutter, but the rabbis said it's Usser. But when it comes to Shemitah, the Kedusha Sa'aret, says the Beis Halevi, never went away. It's still a holy land. And when you fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah, I'm fulfilling Shemitah Mida Oraisa. I don't have to do it Mida Oraisa, but when I do it, it's a Torah fulfillment of Shemitah. So the Torah wants that the holy land should rest from work being done. At this moment, I don't have to do it because there's no Yovel. But when I do keep Shemitah, says the Beis Halevi, it's a Torah fulfillment of what the Torah wants it to be. The Rabbanan were metakin, there should be chiyuvim, even there's no Yovel. So therefore, says the Beis Halevi, should be machmer, even in the case of a Suffolk. And the Shevet Halevi cites the Beis Halevi and concludes that Shemitah nowadays is more severe than a regular Darabbanan. You're right, it is Midarabbanan, but it's like, it's in between the Darabbanan and Daraisa. When you keep Shemitah, you're fulfilling Mitzvah Daraisa, even though you don't have to do it from the Torah. The Chazon Ish writes that when it comes to Shvius, doing Malachas of Shvius, that are Iker Min HaTorah, the things the Torah doesn't want you to do during Shemitah, were Machmer, even though it's only Darabbanan. So, Nafkamina number one, is Shemitah Daraisa Darabbanan? Yes, it might be Darabbanan, but we're going to be Machmer like a Daraisa. Nafkamina number three, is the bracha. This is everybody's favorite question nowadays, because if you open up any Jewish magazine, they want you to give $118 to support the farmers keeping Shemitah. But what's their question? I read Chumash. Doesn't the Torah say v'tzivisias b'chasi, that there's a bracha that if you keep Shemitah, you get, you know, double fold for the next year? So what am I supporting some farmer in Eretz Yisrael? Hashem is supposed to take care of him. What does he need my $118 for? Everyone hears the question? So, what are we supposed to do here? So we spoke about this a few weeks ago on Shabbos, so let's clarify it a little bit more. The first shita is the Sma. The Sma writes in Simen Samech Zayin, and Tosis in Git and Dach Amad Vav seem to say the same thing, that Yovel, nowadays, when it's not being kept, Chazal didn't forbid Charish and Zriya, because the Tzibur wouldn't be able to last 2 years. Meaning, Tosis say that Chazal didn't want to, if you have a Shemitah and a Yovel together, they didn't prohibit doing the Torah prohibitions of Malacha of Shvius, because we can't last 2 years. So says the Sma, but what about the promise? We're supposed to get this promise if we keep Shemitah, right? In Eisha Torah, they want to prove to you that it was written by, the Torah was written by Hashem, not a person, because who could have made such a promise that you'll get a double blessing? So but what about the promise? So says the Sma, the promise is only when Shemitah is Midah Raisa. Shemitah is Midarabbanan nowadays. So there's no promise. So open up your checkbook, you know, write a check, and support the farmers keeping Shemitah, because there's no promise. You're the promise. You're supposed to help them out at the end of the day. And this is what Rosh Hashanah says as well. Rosh Hashanah says, the mitzvah given to Karen HaShvius and all those organizations is because the promise doesn't exist nowadays, because it's Darabbanan. However, not everybody agrees to this. I'm unclear how they disagree with it, because I'm not sure how it works out. But there's a Mishnas Yosef on Shvius. He cites Rav Binyamin Mendelssohn, who's the Av Basin of Komius, who suggested that the Sma was only speaking about the Shemitah before Yovel. But when it's a regular Shemitah, not before Yovel, then the bracha is intact. I'm not sure how we can know that. There are also many Achronim who feel that even though Shemitah nowadays is Midar Banan, the Bircha Shemitah still exists. And this is the Chedushi Arim and Gittin, the Ma'bid, the Shuvah Sarvis Tshuva, the Shuvah Smalcha, Rav Tzihers Kalisher in his letters. The Chaznish writes, Umestamber de Haisa Habracha Gam Vibayasheni Vigam Achra Chorban. To basin shamala osim mashagoros and basin shamata. If we establish that we're still keeping shmita to rabbanan, then the basin and shemayim will make sure that the bracha comes through. Says the Chaznish. The Chut Shanu Nissen Karelitz writes that even if shmita nowadays is a rabbanan, he says I've seen with my own eyes that the people who keep shmita are given a double bracha with miraculous results, and therefore the bracha is still there. But if that's the case, then why are we giving the Karen of Shvias? So the question still stands. According to them, what's the point of giving to Karen Shvias if a Kaddish Baruch is in care of the bracha? But if it's a derabana and the bracha doesn't last, then we should be giving to Karen Shvias. So, tzarachin over there. That's nafmin number three. So three nafminas, hetzer mechira, suffik shmita, and do we have to give to Karen Shvias? The last piece for tonight, just for the next, less than 10 minutes, is the chakira of shmita. Is it a Chovas HaGavra, or Chova on the Karka? This is how you're going to impress your friends and family when someone has like a Shemitah Shaila, and you want to give them a little bit of lumdus. Ah, it's a good Shaila. I don't know. Is it Chovas Chepzer, or is it on the Karka? What is that going to mean to them? That's up to you. But this is the Chakira. Comes the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis, and the Minchas Chinuch has a Chakira about the Geder Shemitah. Is it a responsibility on the individual where the owner must keep the land from resting, keep the land to rest, and you may not do any prohibited activities during Shemitah? Or is it on the land where the land must rest, and you need to make sure not to mess it up? Don't get in the way, and don't work the land. What are the nafkaminas for this chakir? Because a chakira without a nafkamina is a waste of time. So what's the difference over here? Why does it make a difference? So let's give four nafkaminas lahalacha, whether it's on you or whether it's on the land. The Rambam Begin Hilchos Shemitah says, Mitzvahs Aseh L'shbos Me'avodas Haaretz. It's a Mitzvahs Aseh to rest from working the land. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that this statement is telling us that it's on the karka, not the owners. That you need to not get in the way. Let the land do its thing. The person who works the land, regardless if you're the owner, is the person who violates the mitzvah. Okay? Meaning, it's not your mitzvah. It's on anybody who touches it. The land needs to be left alone. So that means if a non-Jew were to work the land, then the owner would only violate the Isser Derabbanan Shvitas Aretz, because it's not on the owner, it's on the land. However, the Tosos Rabbeinu Elchanan writes in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav that if a guy works the land, it's also an Isser Derabbanan for the owner, because the owner is commanded to protect the land. And by the owner, if you're not protecting the land, you're violating. So that means it's a chova on the karka. The karka has to be protected. Not the owner needs to wash himself. That's number one. Rav Nissen Karelitz and the Sefer Torah Haaretz say that the chakir and whether the owner has sinned, if a guy does work in his field, does he have to do tshuva, all types of questions. That's not number one. Number two, the Chud Shani, Rav Nissen Karelitz writes in Hilchos Shemitah, and he cites them in Minchas Chinuch, and he says, what about a shared courtyard? There's a vad bias. You share a piece of grass, a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael with other people who have a house near it. And you're from, and they're not. So they're going to garden, and they're going to do their things during Shemitah, and you don't want them to. So that's an nafkamina, right? If it's on the karka, if it's on the land, so then, well, that's between them, the land, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's not my fault. But if it's my job to protect my land, if it's a chova on me, then I need to do something. I need to proactively stop them in some way from ruining my land. I would have to make my courtyard hefker. I'd have to give up ownership of it, according to that. But if it's a chovas hagavra, then it's not my problem, because it's somebody else who's working the land, and that's between them and the land and Kaddish Baruch Hu. Nafkamina number two. Number three. Shemitah has two parts to it. A mitzvah aseh, to actively not do anything, and a mitzvah lo saseh, if you water your grass and you're not supposed to, right? There's two parts to the mitzvah of Shemitah. Women are commanded, certainly the mitzvah slows, I say, women are not allowed to say, it's a time-bound mitzvah, I can go and water the land, because there's no such thing as a time-bound mitzvah that women are exempted, right? That's negative. However, what about the mitzvah to say? Are women commanded, do women have a mitzvah a positive mitzvah to let the land rest. If it is a chobes hagavra on the person, then women should be exempt, like with any mitzvah sasei she'as mangrama. Women have no positive mitzvah to let the land rest. But if it's a chobes hakarka, it's on the land, then women should be chayavos in the mitzvah sasei shemitah, in order to make sure their land doesn't get messed up. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in mitzvah pei dalet, that it's a mitzvah sasei, a positive commandment, to be mafkir, to make the field ownerless for shemitah, and this applies both to men and women. And the Minchas Chinuch says that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, even women are chayiv in the mitzvah sasei of Shemitah. They have to be careful. The positive commandment to make sure that the land doesn't get worked. The Rambam also doesn't differentiate between men and women when it comes to Shemitah. And the Minchas Chinuch explains that the mitzvah is not on the guf ha'isha, it's on the land. And therefore that doesn't matter if it's time-bound or not. And therefore, there's no exemption of mitzvah sasei she'as mangran because it's on the land, not her. V'chan kanayasi in derech hamuna brings the chakir of the Minchas Chinuch and a number of proofs to support this as well, that women are chayavos in shmitas, the mitzvah shmita as well, equally as men. Nafkamina number 4 is the Or Letzion of Ben Tzion Abba Shaul on the Rambam, and Shmita says, the chakir of the Minchas Chinuch, and he understands that the Rambam learns that the chiyuv is on the gavra, on the individual, not the field. He suggests that the Isser is on the field, then if you do work with the Shinui, you still violate the Isser, right? We know that in Halach, if they do an action with the Shinui, then what? Then it's downgraded to a Durbanon. If it's on the field, then why should it matter? The field's getting worked. Who cares if I did a Shinui? But if it's on the Gavra, if it's on you, if I water the grass, if I water my lawn in Eretz Yisrael with my foot, so then who cares? Then it should matter because I did it in the way of a shinoi. So it should make a difference. The Tosfos Moikatan says that according to the Chachamim, it's mutzer to do malacha during Shemitah with a shinoi. And this shows that the Isra is the Chovas HaGavra, not in the Chovas HaKarka. So if you want a kula in Shemitah to downgrade the Isra, work the land with the shinoi, and then it might not be as bad. So those are the nafkaminas for the Chakira. Just want to cite one more piece. We discussed in the past this discussion of when you see those ads for if I buy, you know, buy an Amma in Eretz Yisrael, I'll fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah by doing nothing here in America. So then that's a good way to fulfill a mitzvah all the way here out of New York. Does that work? So we noted that Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Shemitah thinks there's no such thing, L'hai v'lo Nivra. It's just a money-making scheme, perhaps. And it's there's no mitzvah to put yourself in that situation. And you can't say that you are sitting comfy here in New York has anything comparable to the person who's actually working, the gibore koach, the people who are actually working and letting the land grow foul. No such thing. Rosh Shechter, as we said, has pointed out that you don't have to do it, but you could do it. And it used to be gedolim who would send money to Eretz Yisrael to buy a chamor, a firstborn donkey. They could fill the mitzvah of petra chamor, all the way from Europe. So there is something to be done. So I want to add two more maramakomos to that. The Chud Shani, Nissen Karel, says that it's only a mitzvah of shmitas karka on land where you could potentially grow something, even if you're not actually growing anything. But if you don't own any land at all, then you have land that cannot grow anything, like a playground. You own a playground, or you own a house, and you can't grow anything in the house. So there's no fulfillment of Shemitah because nothing could have come there. No, what were you, like? You're not in the parsha of Shemitah. You couldn't have grown anything there in the first place. Even if you purchase land for Shemitah, he says, it wouldn't work. To go put yourself in the position to go buy land doesn't work because you weren't growing anything beforehand. They say in the Neir Moshe Feinstein, I don't know where this is written, but they say in the Neir Moshe Feinstein the similar point. He says the Torah tells us that you should work the land for 6 years and then let it rest. Sheshas Shanim Tizra. So says Rav Moshe, the Torah is clearly telling us there's only a mitzvah of Shemitah if you've been working the land for 6 years. But if you've been, you know, doing computers for 6 years in New York, and then you decided that now I want to buy, an inch of land in Eretz Yisrael, so says Rav Moshe, that's not Shemitah. It needs to be land that you could have done something with, and you were doing something with, and now you're choosing not to do something with it. However, the Avnei Nezer has a letter that's printed in the Peyas HaShulchan by the Ridbaz, that a person who supports a farmer So he can observe Shemitah in his field is as if he's being Shomer Shemitah himself. And says the Avnei Nezer, why is it any different than giving money to this person who's learning Torah? By learning Torah, if you have a guy who is able to learn 6-hour days, and now you give him, you know, $50,000 so he can learn 8 hours a day, so those 2 hours, we know, that's the Yisachar's rule, and those 2 hours, you split the schar with that person. So why is there any difference now? I have a farmer that if I didn't give him any money, he wouldn't be able to afford to keep his land unused. And now I give him money, and he's able to keep the laws of Shemitah, so you have a chelek in that Shemitah as well. And therefore, a person who donates to the Keren HaShvi'is and those things, says the Avnei Nezer, that person has a chelek in the midst of Shemitah. But not because you have a piece of land that you're letting lay fallow and not doing anything with. You have a chelek in Shemitah because you're allowing another Jew to fulfill the midst of Shemitah in the proper way. So if anybody wants to give money to the Shulmans and the Reishas so they can keep Shemitah this year, how they're accepting donations, and you can fill along with them as well. Okay, very good. So again, just to review, Shemitah Daraisa Darabanan, probably Darabanan, and the Nafkamin is for being Darabanan, the Chakira, Chovas Gavra, Chovas Karka, and the Nafkamin is for that as well.